ready to turn right?
Yeah.
Just lost you, wagon! Wow!
Podcast Rock City.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City, and with me this week is Mr. Sonny Hollywood Pecan Eating Pie! Poonie.
You can't get good pecan pie here. Is it pecan or pecan?
Pecan.
Okay. You can't, I got to get it frozen here. I don't got it, you know. I wish I could get it shipped from Georgia, to be honest with you.
We're going to hook that shit up, Sonny. We're going to hook it up. You watch.
I tried to talk a friend into it, but they wouldn't do it. So
why?
I don't know.
You just mark it as perishable, and you put that shit in the thing with a bunch of ice, and you send it. Karen is watching right now. Well, actually, she's driving, so she's listening, and she's going, "Oh, we'll get Sonny some pecan pie." I'll tell you this: I say pecan, and I get corrected.
Pecan. Oh, okay, okay.
You know, All right. So you gotta really watch what you say down here, because they're really prejudiced about the pecans.
Yeah.
They're actually, when it comes time for the pecan trees, like the pie season, they actually have newscasts about it. They have machines that will, like this, let's say this is a tree. A machine goes over, grabs the tree, and shakes real hard, and you can see. I don't know. I need one of those just a little bit smaller. Anyway, thank you guys I think they make them. Watching along today's Podcast Rock City's 351st show. We had 350 last week. I didn't even know. We're just cruising, man. We're having fun. I hope that you guys all had a wonderful Thanksgiving. I really hope that it was great. I was watching the parade the other day, and I was thinking, man, that I really wish Kiss would do it again so they could make up for that piece of shit performance they did the first time.
I don't get parades at all. I don't understand them. I went to one Saturday because they had one in town, and we're going to be at one next Saturday. I don't understand the big deal. I don't, you know, people driving by and waving, like, I don't know. I don't understand it.
I don't know. But, you know, it's such the Thanksgiving Day one is such a huge tradition. It's been going on forever. There's Mr. Quesada. He is joining us. Let's get with him. Yo, Joey Quesada.
Yo, what's up, boys?
How are you?
What's happening? Sorry for the delay.
Okay, that's okay. How was your Thanksgiving?
Absolutely wonderful. How about you guys?
It was great. Thank you. Hey, we're doing a poll here. Do you say pecan or pecan?
Pecan.
Oh, wow.
Why you say pecan?
Then you would be corrected.
It's pecan pie.
Are you, who says so?
It's the South. We're the ones that invented it.
You obviously, guys, just so you know, you lost the war. You're wrong.
Which one?
You know the one.
Yeah, but you got to remember, we're all really from the North. Nobody in Georgia is born in Georgia anymore.
We exiled you to the South. That's why.
Oh, man. Anyway, well, thank you guys for there's a little bit of news. Some of it is stuff that I wanted to point out to you guys if you're collectors. So in order to do that, we got to get to the news.
Podcast Rock City News.
Okay, so Christmas is here. I want to make sure that all you guys out there that collect, like I do, are getting the opportunity to point out to your loved ones where to go for certain things. First of all, Kiss Online had like a 60% off sale on a whole bunch of stuff. So if you, and I don't know if that's still going on right now. It may be. But what you wanted tomorrow is what? Sunday, is that what they call it?
Cyber Monday, baby.
Cyber Monday. So I'm sure they're doing it again. So tell your loved ones, hey, go to Kiss Online. There's stuff there for me. Also, if you guys don't know, there is an amazing site called kissasylum.com. It has been around forever. And they also have a site called Kiss Museum, and they sell stuff that they've bought from collections where people have just sold their collection. And right now, I think I read today that they just received a collection with 400 new pieces in it. So if you guys could get an opportunity to go check that out, tell the people that you love, hey, Christmas is coming up. I would really, really, really like, I don't know, whatever. I haven't looked yet because it's Christmas and I want to be surprised. So, but a radio would be good. A vintage Kiss radio. I don't have one. Do you have one, Sonny?
I do not. But they buy these collections.
Uh-huh.
So what happens? Like Karen boots you. She takes all the stuff out of your room, goes to Kiss Museum and say, give me $300. And then they sell it for $10,000.
That is a low down dirty thing. I'm going to have nightmares tonight.
Just so you know, before Karen sends it to Kiss Museum, she already knows the first call.
Oh my goodness.
We already talked about it. I said, Karen, when you finally get rid of this bum, you know the call. There's a couple items I see behind him. I know I want the Bears. I'll take the new bass. Why not?
I'll tell you. The reason why it hurts is because it's true. But anyway, yeah, so you guys can check that out. Kiss isn't on tour right now. They are obviously going to be going back on tour at the beginning of, the beginning of the year, right? What is it, February or March? It's not.
I think they just got the one show, right? Oh, no, wait, they got Australia. Or is that gone now?
I haven't heard
anything. I didn't hear that Australia is canceled. Is it canceled?
I don't know.
I have not heard that. So
I just heard that the Europe date that they had has got Wolfie opening. I saw that.
I saw that too.
Okay, yes. Yeah. I did see that Wolfgang is opening. That's cool. Wouldn't that have been better than a Painter on the last show I saw? I think so. But I didn't get that because nobody was thinking ahead of time. I will tell you guys that Jody is trying his hardest to get here. He's sending me messages. Poor Joey. Poor Jody. Anyway, so besides that, here's the question. I was sitting with some people at Thanksgiving, and of course, because I'm a Kiss fan, the family there's a couple other members of Karen's family married in that like the band Kiss. They, you know, oh, I love Gene Simmons. He's really great. I used to watch his show. It was great. And then something came up, and actually this was, I think, from Karen. And what Karen said was, I think they're going to cancel the rest of the tour. I think they're just going to find an end and do that. What do you think the chances of that is, are, Sonny?
I don't think they'll cancel. I think they'll do it just out of pride and ego, if nothing else. I don't think, you know, they probably already got paid and all that, so I don't think that's going to be a problem. If we're thinking it's because of this new variant or whatever, I give two shits about that. I think there's got to be a specified end to all of it. That's what was planned. So that has to happen. Even if you cancel the rest of the tour, you have to have some sort of last five shows that specifies your end. You can't just die like this. Like, that's not the way to do it.
Okay. I guess you're right. And I believe that you're right. Ultimately, don't forget that we're doing this show is live right now. So if you're watching live and there's a whole bunch of you guys on here, let us know what you guys think. Hey, Matt and Brian and Ray and Adam and Lisa. Hi, guys and gal. Make sure.
I don't think there's any way unless something happened to a band member. I don't think they cancel the tour no matter what happens, you know, except what I just said. There's no reason to, however, there's no rush either. They could keep delaying shows and postponing shows and postponing residencies and all this stuff. It doesn't matter. They'll keep going. They'll fulfill the dates that I think were originally planned up until that original July end date that they had, you know, quasi booked out. And then eventually they'll have that date rescheduled somewhere in New York. And like they said, and that'll be the end of the road. It probably won't be the end of the cruise and the end of the residencies or any of that stuff. It's just, you know, the end of the road. Unfortunately, they are, like you said, Joe, they were going out on this big high end of the road and it's becoming a quick fizzle now. It's not that big explosion that we were expecting.
Right. And I'm wondering how much Fran's death, like, put a pin in Paul's balloon, you know, here he is. You know, he's back on the road. Look, they got COVID. They got over it. They started going out again. People are still coming to the shows. Boom. This happens right before the cruise. The cruise was fun. Still wasn't 100% sold out. I think it was a little over half. And obviously that's not because of KISS. That's because of, you know, restrictions and stuff like that. But I'm wondering if this put a fizzle in their, you know, beliefs, you know?
Yeah, we'll see if the Fran thing, I'm not sure. But I can tell you that they have time, like Joey said. But father time is catching up. You have one of the originals pass away before you did your final show. That would be a big shame. And I'm sorry, but somebody's going to have to start thinking about that.
I really need to not have you come on when you're going to be so negative about that.
No, but
that.
I'm just being honest, right?
I know. You're right.
That's no, you're not, what will be the backlash if Peter passes before this thing ends? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, it almost seems like that's how KISS are. KISS are going to wait until they can't do it. And I don't even think that won't stop it either. That'll be bad for the fans, I think, because the off chance that Peter was going to be at this final show would be crushing. But I think it would have to be Gene or Paul coming down with something bad. That would be the only way that this would stop anything. They're going to keep trucking forward. There's money on, there's hundreds of millions of dollars. Well, maybe not hundreds of millions anymore, but there's millions of dollars on the table still. They're not going to leave it there. They're going to keep doing what they do. They're never going to use the word canceled, never going to use the word it's over. They're just going to keep going and eventually get to this final show date of the road.
And they can't do it like Rush. Remember, Rush stopped, and they're like, oh, you know that show we did like 6 months ago? That was the last one.
Yeah, right. No
way. There's no way they do that.
That's what Rush did?
Yeah.
Damn, I didn't know that.
And then Neil passed. So then it was done anyway.
Yeah, yeah. Damn.
Well, and in other news, Joe, I know, you know, to brighten up your day, I know Vinny did a show this past week.
He had a Thanksgiving get together, right?
He did. He had a Thanksgiving get together. I know some people that were there. I know some people that performed before Vinny. And again, we said it a couple weeks ago, I'm dying to see some video, any proof. How could there be no proof of this guy playing still? Everyone that's there says he can still shred, blah, blah, blah. I have confirmation from a buddy of mine that was in a tribute band with me that is a guitar player and, you know, semi knows his stuff. You know, I won't give him that much credit, but
now he, I know who it is.
He said, yeah, Vinny's playing as fast and as obnoxious as ever. And I think he even, if I can quote him correctly, he said, all the stuff Paul Stanley would hate, he's doing.
What was this? Every time he's done one of these, it's called something. What was this one called? Hang out with the turkey on Thanksgiving. For $500, you too can watch a turkey play guitar.
And then other rumors have it that there's two big things coming up this year in the Vinny camp too, with two more shows, whether they happen or not, who the hell knows. But I think, you know, I in today's music world where you can get anything and everything the second it's done, whether it's the KISS Destroyer, you know, re-release the 40th anniversary, 45th anniversary, 2 seconds later it was on Spotify. I didn't have to wait for KISS Online to not deliver mine, Joe, and anyone else that out there that ordered it. I went to Spotify, listened to all the tracks 2 seconds later, whether it's a show that's on YouTube 2 minutes after that the concert ends. This is the one time that there's a little bit of a specialness to it. I'm not going to give Vinny credit, don't get me wrong, but I think it's very cool the way he's doing this, where it's so, so mysterious. Private. Yeah, it's private. So private. You know, they literally take your phones when you get in the room. Not that you couldn't have two phones on you that day and still video, but which what I would do if I got invited. But I think it's kind of cool. He's leaving something to the imagination, and he's making people who otherwise would see him online 2 minutes later go buy a ticket to see him. I think it's cool.
I
what's your opinion, Joe?
I've burned my bridges, and I would like to go just so I could see it at this point. Whether or not he even really knows that I tease about him or whatever, I don't know. But I don't know. I'm when I say I'd like to go, let's say 10 years ago, Joe would like to go. Joe now, I'm not sure I really care. I'm so disappointed with all the what I feel is BS that's happened for the last 3 years. Hey, we're coming up on four now. Four. We're still waiting on this box set, not even from the original time it was released, but from the last time it was said it was going to be released. And that was January, right, Sonny?
Of 2018.
And I said this past January, when it was 3 years, that I give you Vinnie Vincent until December, Christmas time, to release this box set that you've been talking about. It's almost 4 years. When are people going to sit back and go, dude, what the hell? Maybe that's happening. No way that's happening. No way anybody's pushing his buttons inside this.
I don't even understand it. Unless there's some kind of legality with some of the songs and productions and stuff that he has that he wants to release. If he literally, he doesn't need 2,000 songs like Gene Simmons, The Vault. If he has 50 songs that has, you know, alternate takes and blah, 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 and demos and stuff like that, that he can put into a box set, how in today's day and age where you can get any company to box anything you want to sell. I could take Sonny's gigantic underwear and find someone to box it up and sell it for me if I really wanted to. It wouldn't sell, of course, but I can make the packaging look pretty. I could have it ready in a week. How could Vinny not have the wherewithal to leave money on the table when he does one of these events? If I don't know how many people come to these events, but let's say there's 100 people at these events. If he has 100 of these things, he would sell them. Why wouldn't he be doing this?
And I agree with the Mysterious thing. Don't get me wrong on that. That doesn't last that long, though. Mysterious is cool for a little while. Then it's like, dude, whatever. I moved on. Like,
I don't know.
For somehow, every one of his parties is 1942, but it's 2021 everywhere else. Like, how is that possible?
Well, I agree. I don't understand how no one that went to one of these things has snuck out anything. How can it be? It's happening. Listen, I really was very skeptical until I heard this just last night about, yeah, he can still play. He's playing, you know, whether it's you like Vinny's style or not, that's another story, but he's playing like Vinny played in Invasion. So he could still play with all the people. There's that clip of him playing Lick It Up at the convention where he's kind of just doing, you know, the eighth note chug and stuff like that, where he's barely playing.
I was there.
I understand the doubt when you see stuff like that, right, Joe?
Absolutely. It's like I would not even have gotten on stage. I mean, you're standing there with Todd Howarth. I mean, you're talking to that band. I would not. If I played like that, I would not even have gotten on stage. If I wasn't going to be everything that I could be, which isn't even like a teeny bit of what Vinnie Vincent is, I wouldn't even have gotten on that stage. I mean, you know, and I hear different stories too about how some people say that he didn't want to get on stage. Some people say that he did. Some people say that he was kind of forced on there. Maybe he didn't want to get on stage because he was like, I don't have my chops up. I don't know the real truth because it's all Kiss rumor, you know, but
it's one thing to be on. Sorry. One thing to be on stage with Four by Fate. Okay. That's
yeah.
The fans. I know every Striper note. I know every Malmsteen note. If I am in the crowd and Michael Sweet changes the melody, I know it immediately. Okay, he's not going to hit the note tonight. That's fine. He's not 35. Right. He's not 25 anymore. Got you, right? So you know that the fans know it to that level. You can't go up there and strum.
Now, let me ask you this. Now, this is really looking deep into it. Now, hypothetically, we're saying, because we don't know any of this for sure, if Vinny can still play the way he used to play, right? Let's just say we all saw it, we all believe it, right? The only reason that he would have gotten on that stage and not shredded would be he had the foresight that he knew that he was going to do this stuff and keep this mysterious. He doesn't want to show anyone his playing. And he wanted to do something where he kept this to these private events, because it wasn't that long after that, I believe, that he started these private events.
It's diabolical, what you're saying.
Or genius.
That's what I'm saying.
Completely the other way.
Yeah,
it's probably both. But I don't want to show it because the crowd can be very, very tough.
Yeah.
And they're going to measure it to what I did in 1982, and I don't got 1982 anymore. And I'm not putting myself in that position because I'm too sensitive.
Well, speaking of 1982, I also heard it was announced at Vinny's Thanksgiving turkey bash, whatever you want to call it, that this year coming up, he's going to be doing some kind of 40th Creatures anniversary thing where he's going to be playing the Rio set at one of these events, you know, front to back, the whole Kiss Rio set. I even heard rumors, maybe even most of the, you know, some of the Creatures and Lick It Up, like all the hits, all the stuff that he played on. We'll see.
So when he does this kind of stuff, he needs a band. Is this band or a musician friend of yours going to be the band that backs him up for something like that?
I haven't heard that yet, but I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know if he plays with a track. No idea. But listen, back to the mysterious thing. I think for me is still going on. Every time he holds one of these events, I'm online like a moron. I gotta find a clip. I want to see a clip. Did this really happen? I'm texting all my buddies yesterday when I found out this guy was there. I'm like, dude, what? Tell me everything. Can he play? Was he cool? And is there video?
And the answer was yes, yes, and no.
Yes, no. Yes, no. Exactly right.
Well,
yes, I have a girlfriend. Yes, she's fine. Yes, she's a model. No, you can't meet her, see her, or see a picture. Oh, wow.
Where does she live? Niagara Falls.
Yeah, but he's saying you could buy a plane ticket to go see her in person. He just won't show you a video or a picture.
Yeah.
Well, if we're talking about the same person, I believe I'm going to believe that. If we're talking about the same person, which I think we are, he, as a matter of fact, on the cruise was saying he really wants to come on the show. So we're going to have to work that out.
Oh, I'm out that day.
So Lisa Roberts here says she heard he was sick. All right. I don't want to talk. We've talked enough about this here. Here's what I'm thank you, Lisa. You rule for letting us know.
Thanks, Lisa.
Here's my thing. Something's got to happen where there's some video eventually. And I mean, does it feel a little, if I walked in and he said, give me your phone, I don't know how I feel about that. I'm just going to be like,
well, that could be on the
take my a lot of word. And I'm like,
but now that you know that's happening, you bring a dummy phone, right? So, you know, here's my suggestion. We dip in to the Podcast Rock City budget.
It is a big one.
And we have a big one. We're going to, we send the four of us. See? Look.
Whoa. Sonny, oh, that's a Prince Sonny, logo.
Sonny
on there.
Gives the Not Prince logo to Vinny's people, and he sneaks the other one in. This Sonny's got crevices and stuff. He can
I
hide
can
that
play.
Phone.
I swear I could play. I could still play. I promise I could play.
Come on, we send the four of us to one of these, and we infiltrate.
I'm all about it. This picture is the equivalent to the gold asylum record that is used to cover up a hole on the wall. I have a scratch on my counter right here, and it bothers me, so I use Vinny to cover it up.
I'll find out if they take Cole's cash. If they do, can you get us some?
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, I don't know. We're gonna have to find out. Let's see. What does this say? They sell glasses with tiny cameras in the frame. Oh, now we're going too far.
No, we're really not. In today's day and age where you can video anything, how are one of these morons not videoing?
I don't know. What is it? What is burner? Is that a site or something?
Burner? No, like a burner phone. Like you can just go buy a phone.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. I don't know. Thank you, Paul. I didn't know about that. I think that's Paul out in California. All right. So thank you guys. This is, there's other stuff going on that Joey gave us a recording of last night, but I'm not going to promote that crap.
I did.
Yeah. It was a
recording. Oh, interviews. Yes.
Yeah.
I forgot to listen to it. Did you guys listen to it?
No, I listened to just a few minutes of it, and it's too controversial and it's just sad. You listen to it and give us the highlights next week.
I will. I promise.
And, all right. So I'll tell you what we're going to do. We have a fun show ahead of you for you guys. So let's go ahead and get to the topic of the week.
Podcast Rock City. Topic of the week.
So this week was the 30th anniversary of the passing of the beloved Eric Carr. 30 years blew by. I know exactly where I was when I found out. I know exactly. I took a walk afterwards. I was so depressed because, unfortunately, I knew that he was sick, but the last thing I heard was that he was getting better. There was no internet, so I didn't have that, opportunity to actually hear. But, I was watching the news and they mentioned Freddie Mercury died, and then bam, no warning. Just like it was like the beginning to Red Dawn. These kids are in the class and all of a sudden the paratroopers started killing teachers and kids, and it was awful. But anyway, so 30 years. And Joey, I know you're a huge Eric Carr fan. When you found out, what happened? How did it feel?
It's so funny. I remember so clearly thinking, and this is probably terrible of me to even think this way, but I remember the whole day thinking, wow, Eric can't even get this. Freddie Mercury died and took over the press, and Eric's passing was basically an afterthought in everyone's mind and newspapers and MTV and all this stuff. I remember thinking that so clearly, like, Jesus Christ, even this poor guy in his death, he had to be overshadowed. And I felt terrible, obviously, that he passed away, disgusted. But I also knew that he was, really sick at the time. But I just remember thinking that the whole day, so mad.
Yeah, I agree. I had to take a walk, man. I remember I watched that. And I liked Freddie Mercury, but I wasn't as big a fan of him as I was Eric Carr. When that happened, it was nighttime when I found out. I don't know if they'd been announcing it all day, and I just didn't know, but I just left my house and took a walk. And, I was, 21 years old and, just a kid. And it wasn't like he was super old, and it's just really sad. Sonny, you were a fan by then.
Yeah, because I'm 22 years old. I think the 24th was a Sunday, so there's no way we found out on Sunday. I would have found out on Monday. And Joey, same thing. Every time the news is like, oh, my God, Freddie Mercury died, I'm like, and Eric Carr, you fuckers, right. And Eric Carr. Right? And so it just, Kiss was just off the map when it came to the major stations because, with AIDS and blah, 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 Freddie's name was all over the place the last 10 years of his life anyway. So when he passed, I think it was also a connection to this is how what the disease does to you at some point. Right. And Eric was going to be part of that.
Right.
So I always thought it was crazy. And for the longest time, I bought all the magazines and stuff and clippings that I could find of Eric Carr. And I would have like part of the wall in my bedroom, just Eric Carr clippings, right. To kind of remember. Right. But, it's the first member of our favorite band passing away, and we're at an age where we understand what that means.
Yeah, I had a whole scrapbook of all different, I don't know, it's, I guess it's morbid to even cut those clips out, but all the clips of all the stuff in the newspapers and the magazines of his passing and stuff like that. I still have it.
Yeah, that's, I know, I, my girlfriend at the time, I remember Christmas wound up coming up, you know, it was very close, and Christmas, one of my presents was, she had the ad Kiss put in Rolling Stone magazine. I remember it was black with white writing, and it said something about being a brother and all this stuff, and she had that framed for me. Surprisingly, I have no idea where it is.
Wow.
But I mean, I never even knew until later that there was some like headbutting with Kiss and Rolling Stone, because Rolling Stone didn't even give a damn. What an awful magazine this they are. I mean, let's be serious. You know, Eric Carr is not Freddie Mercury. You know, I understand Freddie Mercury was this, you know, at the time, not necessarily the face of AIDS, because to me, that's Magic Johnson, you know, at the time, right? But still, such a high profile person. But still, nothing in the magazine, no story about how, you know, zero. That's kind of effed up. And I know Kiss, I guess they sent out a press release to Rolling Stone or something like that, which wasn't, from what I remember, all that friendly. And it's just, what a piece of shit. You know, it's like you hate this band so bad that you refuse to just acknowledge, in a nice way, the passing of a man who has fought cancer for all these years. And, you know, it didn't really seem like it was a lot of years, did it? But
yeah, but if the fifth guitarist in, you know, the E Street Band passes on, it'll be on the second page at fucking Rolling Stone.
Yeah, so, exactly.
Whatever.
Anyway, all right. So what we decided to do, and by we, I mean Sonny, because he's smarter than I am. He said, hey, I got a topic for the show. Oh, by the way, before we get started, next week's topic, I don't know yet, but we're going to have a special guest who, PRZ, Brent, is going to be on the show with us. Our buddy Brent, who used to do the radio show, the Podcast Rock City radio show with Sonny, has released a, would you call this a concept record, Sonny?
I didn't even know he released something.
He released a concept record. I posted it on our Facebook page. Oh. So if you get a chance, it's basically, this is what I can tell you. During the pandemic, he got together with a musician friend or two, I think, and they wrote a soundtrack. And I think it's all instrumental, right? This is where it gets cool. So it's a trifold album. You take the record, you put it on. Only Brent could have come up with this, just so you guys know. You put the record on. Then I think that there's a story, and they play at the same time. The music plays in the background as the story's being read, and this is where it gets really crazy. It comes with these, like, diorama toys that you build and you can play with.
Really?
Yeah. They spared no expense to throw a bone to Jurassic Park. He really, I posted it on, if you guys want to check it out.
That's awesome.
It's yeah, man. There's like, it's an original story. So I guess we would call this a concept record, right?
It sounds like it. Yeah, right. Yeah,
sounds experimental as hell. That's for sure. He's going to come on, do a Kiss topic with us, and he will also do the and talk to us about his release. So now that we know that, I've put that aside. Let's go ahead and talk about what Sonny wanted to do. Go ahead, Sonny.
So the idea was, we all know that Paul went on a solo tour in 89. And I was thinking, all right, well, since he didn't ask Eric to come on it, Eric Carr gets pissed off and says, well, I'm going to go do my own tour. So what we're going to come up with is, all right, who's in his band? And what 10 songs does he do? on this club tour that he does on his own. And we're assuming the only rules were any song can be picked from any artist, because reality is at that time, Eric had some stuff written, but nobody had really heard it. And, you know, he's a huge Zeppelin fan and et cetera fan, so I guess he could do covers if he wanted to. And we have to assume that Hot in the Shade is not out yet. Okay? That was the only rules. Besides that, it was whoever you want in his band. He doesn't have to play drums. He can't play drums if he wants to, and come up with 10 songs.
Okay, so... All right, so here's my question. Now, we did not add Hot in the Shade stuff into the set, but at Toads, Paul Stanley did play a song off that record, correct?
Yeah, but he's the one who wrote it.
Okay, yeah.
Most of the tour he did Hide Your Heart, I think, right?
Yeah. But why would Eric do a Kiss song nobody's heard yet that he didn't write?
Maybe he's not talking about that song, Sonny. Am I right, Joe?
That's true.
Okay. So, all right. So, let's go ahead and do this. So, how do you want to do this, Sonny? Do you want to just say who's in your band? Now, it could be anybody in the band. Yeah. I mean, if you know, if I wanted to pick his rhythm guitar player was Steven Seagal.
Up to you.
Yes, you are correct, Joe. I mean, I at least tried to be realistic and picked guys that not only that he could
actually play guitar,
right? That actually he also can play guitar.
From what I've seen video, he plays guitar pretty well, actually.
But I need to see that video too.
I do too. That and Vinny. Let's see who we can get first: Steven Seagal or Vinny playing guitar. But I picked guys that maybe not only would be available, but that he possibly knew, not just, you know, a super group. I don't know how you guys thought about it.
Yeah, I did something similar.
I did a super group.
Figures. Because Joe wants the good comments. Oh, Joe, that would be so good. Oh, if he could have David Lee Roth on tour with him. Yes.
No, I didn't go that super. Well, I mean, super to me. How about that?
Okay.
Okay. All right. So how about I'll tell you my band first?
Okay.
All right. Go for it.
Okay. So my band is basically Fraley's Comet without what's
Todd?
His name? No, without
Anton?
Anton. Eric Carr on the drums. We got to remember Eric. Correct me if I'm wrong. He was kind of disappointed that he didn't do the. He wasn't on the Paul Stanley solo tour. Correct, Sonny?
Very disappointed. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So out of disappointment, going and calling Ace and saying, "Hey, we always got along. We got along great. It's 1988. How'd you like to go on tour with me? I need a bass player. Oh, I know a bass player. How about this guy over here? Oh, I know another singer that could do songs that maybe you can't do, Eric. That'll be a lot of fun." Oh, all right. So basically, we had Fraley's Comet backing up Eric, or Eric in Fraley's Comet, which, by the way, I would tell you, would probably kick major ass. But that's not what it's about. It's an Eric Carr solo tour, and we can even call it Eric Carr and Friends. Do you think that's completely outlandish?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Because the first two albums of Fraley's Comet's already out. And now they're going to go be Eric's backup band?
Well, they're not. Maybe they're not on tour.
Well, the only thing you're talking about, really,
Ace Comet,
with Ace, right?
Yeah.
To me, that's the only part that's weird to me. I actually have a member of Freely's coming to my band too, but I don't think. To me, I mean, I do have maybe a guest player on like an encore or something like that, but I don't. If Ace is on tour with Eric Carr, it becomes the Ace Frehley solo tour, right? It's not really any longer the Eric Carr solo tour. It's not really Eric's thing anymore. It becomes Ace's kind of, and Eric's also just there for the ride. I wanted to do something where poor Eric is not getting overshadowed again, Joe. Good work. You just did the Freddie Mercury all over again.
No, it's my dream, and that didn't happen in my dream. You know what happens in my dreams? Apparently, in other people's dreams, I go into gas stations and eat candy out of out of really nice candy dishes that are sitting in these nasty gas, and I just eat them. I've been told that now recently. Okay. Anyway, besides that, okay. Hey, Anthony, thank you for loving the episode. We love you. All right. So who's in your band, Sonny?
All right. So I got a three piece. So Eric is doing vocals and drums.
With the biscuit and mashed potatoes?
Or yeah. Was yeah. It? Yeah. There you go. Cajun style. Eric's doing vocals and drums. Vinnie Vincent Invasion has just gotten off of All System Go. So Dana's available. So Dana's playing bass. And Lion is in between albums. So Doug Aldridge is playing guitar.
Cool.
So he's got two real musicians, but neither would overshadow him because he is the lead dog in this three piece.
Yeah. I like that.
I almost picked Vinnie Vincent because I thought it would be a real good thumb in the eye of Paul Stanley to go on tour. You know what I'm saying? It would have been, right?
I'm also reading the comments too on the side. Obviously, guys, we're talking hypothetical.
This dream. Is not,
right. I read a couple of comments. Paul wouldn't even let Eric play a song on Ace's album, never mind a solo tour. We know
yes.
he wouldn't be allowed to do this. We get it. We're saying we don't care. What if he did it anyway? What if it the rules were different and Eric did do this?
Yes.
All right. So my band. So I picked actually just a couple musicians that I actually like that I thought would be free at this time too, around these years. I got two guitar players. First, of course, I got Eric playing drums on most of the songs, but singing everything. Okay. So Eric is the lead singer, playing drums on most of the tracks. He will be up front every once in a while with another drummer stepping in. And I have a really great drummer to me, one of the best drummers from this genre. And I think was completely free at this time doing nothing. AJ Perro from Twisted Sister.
I thought you were going to say Joey Quesada.
Oh, I would have loved to do it too. I was a little too young, but I would have been in the audience screaming my head off. But AJ, I thought would be great. I think I read somewhere that AJ and Eric knew each other a little bit. So I think AJ would be a great call. I was going to go with AJ or Frankie Benali, but I thought Frankie Benali probably would be a little bit busier than AJ at the time. So I got AJ on drums, the few songs that Eric stepped away and sang. Then on bass, I got John Regan from Frehley's Comet, of course. No reason why he couldn't pull double duties. He worked with, I know Eric sat in on a couple of those Trouble Walking sessions. So he met John, became friendly with John, obviously liked his playing, liked his singing, brought John on board. Now, guitar is a little tricky. So one of my favorite guitar players from this era, and I believe also was completely free at this time, 1989, Autograph Steve Lynch.
Ooh.
Always loved Autograph, one of my favorite bands. Autograph is done at this point. Their last record, Loud and Clear, I think was 87-ish at that point. So they broke up. Steve Lynch, I don't know what he was doing at this time, but readily available and not necessarily going to overshadow Eric either. Then I'm contemplating bringing in a rhythm guitarist too. Same thing. It's a guy that Eric toured with in the 80s, a guy that was around the studio doing demos and stuff at this time. Your friend and mine, Mr. Tommy Thayer.
Oh.
Obviously, Tommy's not in the he's in the Kiss camp kind of at this point, but
right.
he's not what we know of him today. I think he's recording demos for Hot in the Shade with Gene at this time. So there's a chance Eric and Tommy already crossed paths and did some things together. Obviously, Black and Blue is on tour with Kiss for the Asylum tour, I believe, right? So Eric knows him. So that's the band. I got Steve Lynch, Tommy Thayer on guitar, bass John Regan. Drums, AJ Perro, and drums and vocals, Eric Carr.
I'd like to change my answer to what Joey said. I'm kidding.
I put a little too much time into this.
No, it's good. It's good. Hey, listen, as we keep going, don't forget, you guys out there that are watching, you can comment live. Just if you're on Facebook, just give StreamYard your permission for them to show your name. Other people are doing it. Ray's doing it. Thank you. Brad's doing it. Let us know what you think. Remember, this is all hypothetical. Okay. So, all right. So now that we have our bands, I'm going to go ahead and tell you how my show's going to start. Okay.
And share your set list all at once. So that way we kind of get an idea of all your 10 songs.
All at once.
Yeah.
Let's do all at once.
Okay. All right. So let's see. All right. So, I wanted to start off with something that wasn't Kiss, so I'm going to go ahead and just rattle them off. So I'm starting with Rock and Roll by Zeppelin.
Nice.
Then, let's see. Then we were going to go into Breakout from Fraley's Comet. But, however, correct me if I'm wrong, this is something he wrote, right?
Helped right. co-write, yeah.
yeah. Right.
I think Eric wrote that riff, is what I, from my understanding. Dot, yeah. da, 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 da.
Right. I never could understand why. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's nice that they let Bruce go in there and record over that whole thing. But the original thing, I think, had Ace on it, which would have been cool. After that, we had All Hell's Breaking Loose, which I know that he had a little to do with. Then I have Young and Wasted, which, of course, we all probably have. I don't know if we all have that in our set list. Then I have Love Gun after that, which I think he could sing. It would be raspy, but it would be Eric Carr, and I think he's got the power to sing something like that. Then after that, Good Times, Bad Times. I thought about putting Moby Dick in there, actually, for a drum solo. Because I know Eric, I think that he would have been able to take a little bit from Bonham and add in his own little flavor to it, but I decided not to do that. So Good Times, Bad Times was after that. Then Black Diamond. Rock Soldiers, I thought would be fun to hear. I'm just making sure that I don't miss anything. Rock Soldiers, then Escape from the Island, and then closing the set out, King of the Mountain.
Not bad at all.
You don't think so? You don't think it's that bad?
No, I love it.
Thank you, Joey.
I love it.
Well, now Sonny's going to chop me up. Go ahead, Sonny.
No, I think it's good. It's got a flavor of everything. With the band that you have, this makes sense.
Okay, good.
I don't know what that might have been, some kind of dig, Joe. We'll say, I'm not sure if it was or not. I think it was.
Well, you're smarter than me, and you that. So fuck you, Sonny. Okay. All right. So, what do you guys? People are already putting their choices of songs. That's awesome. Chris said we all had great choices for band. Thanks, Chris. And Ray, Eyes of Love. All right. Who was Sonny?
Yeah, I'll go next. So I had something similar to what Joey was talking about Eric coming out. So I'll explain it in a minute. So Eric wants to go do this tour because he's going to show Kiss that he can sing, because sooner or later he's going to rejoin Kiss, right? And he also wants to show people that you can do an original that maybe they, you know, one of his originals, right? That maybe they punted on, that it would actually resonate with the crowd. Okay, so that's kind of his thought process. So, you know, because, oh, and the stage setup. So you got Doug on one side, Dana on one side, and then the drum set, normally you would have it in the back in the middle, but it's actually moved up a little bit. So that way Dana and Doug actually can't, like, get in front of Eric. Right, like Eric has his own thing there, they're not allowed to like cross over in front of him because he's doing these vocals at the beginning. So of course you got to open the show with Creatures of the Night, dude. Come on, okay, like, you got to open it with Creatures of the Night.
I battled between the two.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. So then I've got some interesting stuff in here. He's going to go from Creatures of the Night to No No No. Remember, he's trying to show Kiss he can sing songs that maybe he didn't sing originally, just like my third song, Young and Wasted, that he had done already. Okay. So we're opening the show with Creatures of the Night, No, 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 Young and Wasted. Then we got a surprise for you tonight. Ace joins them. Okay. They do Breakout with Ace singing and helping Eric, right? So they're kind of doing a dual thing. And then they actually do Escape from the Island at that point. Ace leaves, Eric comes from behind the drum set, gets an acoustic guitar, and him and only him does Reason to Live in the middle just to show people, look, I can do this shit too. I thought about Shandy because he had done that on the demo tape, but I figured Reason to Live would be a little bit funner, right? So now he doesn't want to leave the stage. They put an electric guitar on him. And because Dana's in the band, Dana has introduced him to his drum tech for the tour. And his drum tech is Blas. Cool. So Blas comes up and plays drums for the last four songs. And the last four songs, so Eric's on rhythm guitar, you got Aldridge on lead, you got Dana on bass, you got Blas on drums, and they do Can You Feel It, Under the Gun, Exciter, and they close with All Hell's Breaking Loose.
Nice.
Very nice.
That's a good set list.
Right, too. So you get a feel for him playing drums, you get Ace, you get him acoustic, and you get him playing guitar out front.
Yeah.
You get it all.
I forgot to mention that for Breakout, Todd Howarth would sing that because it's badass. But
yeah, killer. I definitely have a lot of duplicates and ideas the same of both of yours. Mine's like a mixture of both of yours a little bit. So same thing, got to open with Creatures of the Night. How could it be any other opener than Eric's drum fill in the beginning of Creatures? It has
or it's got to be King of the Mountain, right? Yeah. It's got to be one of the two. Yeah,
that's in here too. So I'm going to give the fans a little taste after Creatures, Detroit Rock City 2 with Eric singing. I didn't want to do a lot of Kiss staples, but I knew it had to have a couple in there, just like Joe put Love Gun in and stuff. So I got Creatures in Detroit opening up the show. Bang, bang, right off the bat, Eric's playing drums and singing right after Detroit. I'm assuming the fans just think Eric is singing and playing drums the whole show. Just like Sonny, he comes out from behind the drums to introduce a brand new song that he wrote. Just like Sonny said, he's trying to show Kiss, and not only Kiss, the crowd, that he has songs that can also resonate with the crowd and become hits and maybe even convince Kiss to start recording some of these songs. So he comes out, sings Eyes of Love from Rockology. Great, great song. Still stays out there, does All Hell's Breaking Loose. Then grabs a guitar. Everyone's loving what he's doing now. Grabs a guitar, starts the intro to this next song. Everyone knows this little chord intro, and the band kicks into Oh Darling by the Beatles with Eric singing, obviously, and playing guitar. Right after that, he stays out for one more song singing, and he does Can You Feel It, one of his solo songs again. Kick in one more solo song to really give the crowd a taste of what he's about. Gets back behind the drums. Starts the beginning of King of the Mountain, but this is a full drum solo as well. Not just the intro to King of the Mountain. You got to have the full Eric drum solo, full-fledged. You know, we've heard it a million times where it was cut on the Hot in the Shade tour, but he still loved to do it so much. There's no chance he's doing a solo tour and not doing his drum solo, at least a shortened version of it. So shortened version of his drum solo with the opening of King of the Mountain into King of the Mountain. Obviously, for those other songs, like I mentioned before, AJ is on drums for those other songs. Ends the main set with Black Diamond. You got to end the set with Black Diamond. Eric singing, of course, playing drums. First encore, same thing. Special guest. We got a special guest for you tonight. We got a member of the family. Ace comes out, and they kick in to Rip It Out. Ace singing, of course. I always would have loved to hear Eric do the middle of Rip It Out. So that's something I always wanted to hear. And then, of course, you know, even though it's typical, they end with Rock and Roll All Night, but it's Ace and Eric doing the Paul and Gene parts in that song. So, yeah, again, fun set. I wanted to get in Eric just singing on the mic. I wanted to get in some of his solo songs. I wanted to get a guest appearance up there. But I also wanted to keep it somewhat realistic. Of course, I would have loved to have done everything from Creatures and some stuff from The Elder, but it's just not realistic. What would Eric really have possibly done during this time frame? He definitely would have wanted to do a couple of his own original songs, and he definitely would have wanted to sing all the songs, I believe.
Yeah.
Because he's trying to prove, he doesn't have to prove he can drum.
Right.
That's already been done. Right. He's trying to prove he can sing.
Right. And even more so, that he's a star.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely. You know, I do think it's interesting that we all worked Ace in. You know, Ace loved Eric Carr. That's for sure. You know, he's on the record quite a number of times saying, "Well, you cold, Joey?"
Yeah, I'm freezing.
Is it really cold there?
It's where I am right now. It's freezing outside. Yeah.
Oh, we're damn.
Snow this week. It's terrible.
Oh, my goodness. This is a first. He's never put on a jacket.
Freezing.
Yeah. So we all worked Ace in. I even if he did one show, Ace, I think he would have invited Ace to come.
Of course. Yeah. I mean, mine is not, Ace is not coming for the whole tour, of course. This is, you know, the New York show. Hopefully, right. Ace would have come out.
Absolutely. Sonny,
what do you think? Oh, I think it's a great list. There's no doubt about that. And I thought about putting Ace at the end, but then I was like, I got to have Ace in the middle because the end needs to happen with Eric being the star.
Yeah.
Without somebody else there. That's why I moved mine up in the, and then, you know, I ended mine with just rippers. Right.
So, right. Yeah.
So you like, kind of like, that's it? Dude, are you coming back out? Like,
I mean, I think we could all agree. Any of these three set lists, I would have not only the set list, but just loved to seen Eric do something like this. And
oh, yeah.
It's just so unfortunate that his life got cut short, because I do think we would have had many, many years of Eric, not only playing with other bands, but solo stuff and maybe collaborations with Ace again. And there would have been just so much more Eric to enjoy.
No, I agree. We could get into all the personal stuff another time, you know, about how he and Paul weren't getting along and stuff like that, and what would have happened. Would he have stayed? I can't imagine he would have ever left Kiss. Do you guys?
I don't know about that, because if he's sick, Kiss has got to move on. They bring singer in. They're doing the album. He survives cancer. Now is the relationship strained? That you replaced me in my time of need, and you fuckwad want me to come back?
I don't think he ever leaves. He loves it too much, and I think he's terrified that he's not going to have another opportunity like that again. And who knows if he would have, but I'm not saying he wouldn't have been out of Kiss at a certain point. I think he would have been. I think whether it was right away with Singer, I think the backlash from the fans might have been pretty bad at that point. But I definitely think once the reunion happened, it's Eric's gone.
Oh, yeah.
You know, all the people out there, oh, no, they would have two drummers and all the makeup. Oh,
hell no.
I would have loved it. And I would have even loved it to happen the way it happened originally. Peter leaves and Eric takes his place. It would have been amazing, but I don't think any of that would have happened. Once the reunion happens, Kiss is done with Eric Carr.
And I think the sensitivities between the two, right? Peter would have had a problem with, this guy's going to still be hanging around.
Yeah.
Eric's got a problem with, he's back, so am I second fiddle now? Yeah. Like, that whole thing, you can't have a whole reunion tour going to go make millions and millions and millions of dollars with your two drummers wondering what's going to happen tomorrow.
It just would have never worked with, not even just, I don't even mean musically, because musically they definitely could have made it work. Just interviews and press and magazine covers. They're not having all this, all of a sudden, a weird five-person Kiss with two drummers. It just would have never, ever happened. I did hear rumors that in 89, right along this time frame, that they were thinking about a reunion with Ace and Eric.
Right.
I did hear rumors about it. Now, I don't know. I have no idea what happened. But, you know, there's, I think that, and this is only me, you know, speculating, if there were real rumors of this happening in 89, and let's just say Ace was interested, which I don't think he was at this time, but let's say Ace was interested. I think the Hot in the Shade, the success of the Hot in the Shade tour destroyed any reunion rumors. I think after that tour and great record sales from Forever and Hide Your Heart as the singles, obviously, I think Kiss is on top of the world again. They're thinking, here we go. You know, we have a second life. That tour was a major, major success. They don't need the reunion. Obviously, we know what happened right after that, but I think that might have squashed any reunion talk.
look at this question here. My question is what the backlash would have been from the fans if they kicked Eric Carr out of the band. They couldn't kick him out in favor of Eric Singer if he didn't pass away or die. Yeah. No, I agree with that. He was looking at other bands, unfortunately. That's what Ray is saying. When he was in the hospital, he was asking about Whitesnake.
He was. I remember hearing from Eddie Trunk that he was asking Eddie if he knew of any openings in other bands because he knew he was out on the outs with Kiss. Now, again, that's because of, obviously, his relationship with Paul, and obviously he's sick at this time. I don't think they would have ever thrown him out. I really don't. But I do think that, you know, Andrew said the backlash. I think the backlash would have been severe. Paul is sneaky. Paul would have, if he really wanted Eric Carr out of the band and Eric Singer to join full time, Eric recovers from his cancer, he's all better and he can come back to Kiss. If Paul didn't really want him back, he would have spun it in a way where Eric was the bad guy somehow, and or he would have just said it like he said about Peter and Ace all those years. They're drug addicts, they're unable to play. We would love to have them back, but unfortunately, you know, you can't revisit the past. And I think they would have spun it in that way. We would love to have Eric back, but he's just not fully recovered. He's not what he used to be, blah, blah, blah. And they would have went ahead with Eric Singer.
Damn. You agree with that, Sonny?
Absolutely. And I think if I'm Eric, you know, you can probably spin it as I need to be my own man. You know, at some point, you can't just, Kiss can't define you on more than just Kiss. And you're going to hear some of my original music and it's going to be awesome. And you guys are going to be astonished at what I can do.
Wow. I don't have an opinion because I don't know. I haven't never even really thought about this. But it's like a divorce. You know, there's a bad guy and a good guy on both sides. Some friends, hey, this is the bad guy. Some friends, this is the bad guy. And that's how it works, you know. Yeah, it's totally nuts. Well, thank you, guys. I really appreciate y'all listening today. Don't forget, you can send us emails at podcastrockcity1.
That's the number one.
At gmail.com. Podcastrockcity1, that's the number one at gmail.com. If you have any ideas of some subjects you'd like to see us tackle, no matter what it is, email it to us and we will talk about it. Next week, we'll come up with a great topic, probably on Friday or Saturday, and then we'll sit here like friends do and bullshit about it. I will make sure Jody is here. I got a message. Where the hell is Jody? Jody moved. He's in a new place. He sends email. He's working. His internet sucks, he said. That's what he said today. My sucky internet. He'll be here. Don't worry. I know you guys love Jody.
If anyone wants to go to Jody's house and help him, please sign on. We would love any help. So if anyone knows where Jody is, go to his house and help him work his gear.
We definitely miss Jody. Next week, we'll have Brent. We'll have all four. There'll be five people on the show. We'll come up with a cool topic for all of us to talk about, and we'll go from there. Sonny, you got anything to add?
No, thanks for listening, and hope you enjoyed it.
Joey?
No, it was great to see you guys. Obviously, I do my show Top 5 with Joey Quesada. We just did this last week. We did our top five favorite songs of all time. It was our anniversary episode. It was our 50th episode. It was almost impossible to pick my five favorite songs. It is impossible. Like right now, it's different than when I picked them. But surprisingly, you know, if anyone tuned in, they'd be very surprised at my picks. No Kiss, basically no hard rock.
Wow. That's big. But I'll tell you this. I wasn't on the episode, but I will tell you that my number one favorite song of all time is not Kiss either.
What is it?
I'll tell you off air. I don't want anybody to know.
Why not?
this way you can't just go and have video of it. Same as Vinnie Vincent. You know what I'm going to say? Hey, Sonny, your show of the week, this week, what's the topic?
Van Halen 3 review.
Oh, Jesus.
We're on the 11th album because we've been doing every Van Halen album every month. So at some point, we had to do VH3. So that's what it is.
And tell them the name of the show.
Growing Up Rock.
And then if you, and what you want to do is, there's another guy on the show. Every time he talks, just bring the faders down. And then when you see it jump again, you bring it back and you can just hear Sonny talk. And
or you can just hit skip, you know, four times.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's all good. You know what I'm going to say? We love podcasts and we love KISS podcasts, most of them anyway. And you're going to hear the commercials for all the ones that we love right after this in 3, 2, 1. Peace. What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City. Have you heard of the Click Tees shop yet? These t-shirts reach into the deepest nostalgia of the hottest band in the world with designs like the Demon's first stage shirt, the Rock Skull, the Spaceman's very first stage shirt, Eagle Wings, the Catman's Cadillac Michigan jacket, the Black Cat, the Phantom of the Park Talisman, and a wide array of Eric Carr tees. With over 30 killer designs, these t-shirts dive so deep, they're like opening a private vault of rare classic material. Click Tees is not exactly all tees. They also have products like mugs, hats, necklaces, pillows, socks, stickers, and guitar picks. Podcast Rock City is happy to announce that we have partnered with Click Tee Shop and we are now selling our merchandise there too. Buy some merchandise and let everyone know you're a fan of our show. Go to clickteeshop.com, that's click with a K, to check out all the great stuff to choose from.
You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the KISS Room. The KISS Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world. KISS! It's your place for all things KISS and some... For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The KISS Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
Hey, this is Stephen Michael.
And Sonny Hollywood Pooney, and we are from the Growing Up Rock Podcast.
Come check out the Growing Up Rock Podcast, where each and every week we talk to rock stars past and present and come up with some fun themes all to the beat of some killer hard rock and metal music.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and you can also check out our episodes, concert reviews, and album reviews at growinguprock.com.
That's growinguprock.com, growinguprock.com.
Growing Up Rock.
Turn it up.
Hey everybody, this is Jody Havnot. I want to invite you to come hang out with me and Mr. Nate Dimmel in the Dummy Room. The Dummy Room's a podcast that's all about having fun, talking about some great music, and we also have some really cool guests too. Check us out, man. I think you really dig it.
No gratitude need be voiced. Your mind speaks to us.